the difference? The difference is not outside. The difference is inside. Inside, me and somewhere else, dreaming. My body is living with the reptile brain in the place, and my logic is shut down. My intelligence is not working. We experience that. Therefore, we said, you want to understand the exception you are talking about? Let's go away from this existence that the logical scientific explanation tries to simplify it. There is a domain of dream. Further, there is the domain of imagination. But it's something further than that. Remember what was that?
No.
Non-existence. We understand non-existence. Not the empty place of an existence. Non-existence is a main subject for us. Because non-existence is a domain that we are sure that no living creature that we know of had attended to. And we are working with that. Are we? Yeah. Now I was trying to explain a very special thing that will happen in someone who is doing the zikr. And I mentioned that that's a very passionate moment. You found the non-existence of that passionate moment experience in your life. And you think about it. And it could worry you. It could even ruin your life, right? The thought about non-existence. But we are not going to make that philosophical debate here. Rumi is simplifying everything to explain that exception. He says that for that exception, you have to learn the limit of your effort. First of all, to understand there are some things beyond the effort. These things, they look upside down. They look unreal. We are trying to explain that. Let's go back to the story. How Rumi is doing it, that there is this king who has a belief, a good one, who believes in Moses. But there is this new belief, and he doesn't like this new one. He wants to eliminate this new one. But he will realize that, there is a problem here. In the real life, in the normal dimensions, intellectually, you know, if you want to ruin something, like you want to ruin this, you find a piece of a stone, you crush it, right? So, but when it comes to the domain of imagination, which is the place that we are mainly talking here, there are imaginations that you cannot even reach. Let go of being able to ruin it or what. What are you going to do with that? The cleverness comes here. The vizier says, to ruin them, I could ruin myself first because I'm a part of that. This is what he did, Vazir, remember? He pretended that, pretension. A very normal, simple thing in animal kingdom. You know what is the basic trick of life? Whose life has to play a trick to remain here. The main trick of life is to cheat, to lie. Is there any trace of honesty in this natural existence you're observing on the earth? Is there any honesty? If there is no human being, there is no honesty. honest to God. They don't know that. All the animals, how do they live? Remember the rule of life? Everybody remembers? Eat, avoid being eaten, reproduce. How? By cheating. You want the food? Hunt it. How? Stalk it.
What about rocks and plants?
Pardon me?
What about rocks and plants?
Plants? Uh-huh.
Rocks.
Here, this is a very good example, plants. There is this kind of orchid. This kind of orchid makes the female part like a female wasp. Okay? It even imitates the pheromone of that wasp chemically, will reproduce it. Just to trick the wasp to come here, try to mate with this one. Mating with the other one will play the role of a matchmaker. That's how orchid will use its sexual organ. The most beautiful part of a plant is its sexual organ. And it's full of cheating. Sugar. Sugar is at the center of the flower for what? To attract the insects. That's how it works.
Rocks.
What?
Rocks.
I hear some wit and intelligence coming from here.
Cleverness.
Rocks get broken.
We are talking about the cleverness and trickery of life. Life is based on this. All the hunters will learn how to stalk. All the hunted one, they learn how to
camouflage.
Whatever beautiful thing you see is the camouflage. It's cheating, it's lying, and it's beautiful. You know why? Because it has its own limits. It doesn't go beyond the limit. When it comes to us, the limits are broken and we could become dangerous. We are a dangerous hunter. If we don't pay attention, we are actually eliminating some of them. That's how we are. Why? Because we are more powerful, but we don't bring it in. We prefer to act like an animal. Use all the power in hand. This is one of the tricks. To learn that you are given some more energy. So be careful, because the shock could kill you. You could kill yourself, because the tool you have is not a normal tool. Imagine that. You will buy a battery, and the guy will inform you that, be careful with this one, because this is not 1.5 volt battery. This is 5,000 volts in it. Be careful with this. This is a message in this story. That look at you. You could dig down. You could pretend. You could find out the other beliefs and things like that. And when you think about it, to you it's a simple equation of having the power and using it. That's the rule. But you are exception. You are exceptional, so you have to take a very special care about the power you have. What is the power of imagination? First of all, instantly it will travel through galaxies. This is how fast it moves. Where is the boundary of imagination? You remember those forms? Again and again. Say, let's see, let's put whatever is here. This is existence.